PSG Group has delivered solid annual numbers with net asset value rising by almost 40%. This was mainly due to a strong performance from financial services group PSG Consult as well as Curo. Despite this, it's decided to hold on to its dividend as it plans to delist from the JSE. Joining me now is the company CEO, Piet Mouton. Thank you so much for your time, Piet. Now, there's been quite a lot happening under the PSG stable with the unbundling plans, recovery from COVID, and now with the uncertainty that we're facing with the Russia-Ukraine war. I mean, just characterize for us how your businesses have navigated this period.
Well, each of them have performed differently. I'm actually going to go back a little while further back. We've actually come from a period of very low growth in South Africa, and then it looked like it was improving, and then we had 2 years of COVID, and it seems like the Russian-Ukraine war has taken the attention off the COVID thing a little bit, but it remains challenging because that's obviously brought in some other aspects. I heard you guys speaking earlier about rising interest rates, inflation, which will bring a different set of challenges to the market. So, I mean, having a different, a diverse portfolio, each of them reacts differently to the market conditions. I mean, if we go to COVID, a business like Curo was significantly affected because basically government stopped you from being able to do business. It's similar to Tel Group, etc. I mean, no way you can give online classes to a pre-primary kid at the end of the day. So each of the management teams have to look how the current environment infects them, and then you try and make plans as best you do. I mean, we're not over COVID because the CEO of CaseSpan recently sent me a photo. So the entire supply chain thing is very important to them, of the bottleneck at the Shanghai port, which is one of the major ports in the world, because they've gone into total lockdown again there, and there are about between 500 and 1,000 ships waiting to dock over there. And that has a spillover into the rest of the world. So if you enter your way into that line of business, it's greatly going to affect the way you do it. And sometimes you can make plans to get around the challenges that the environment throws at you. And sometimes you simply got to take the hit and hope that it changes for the better and make plans and move ahead.
Yeah, quite a lot of moving parts there. I just want to go into, of course, the restructuring and especially the remaining businesses now under PSG, and those include a significant portion of Stadio and also Zeta Investments. Talk me through the dynamics of still keeping these, and if at any point you will be considering unbundling these at some point.
Unbundling is a very specific thing that has to do with listed companies in terms of the tax legislation. Otherwise, it's seen as a sale, so you cannot unbundle companies from an unlisted company. I'm sure we unbundle it too as well, because you essentially have a small group of shareholders. So, I mean, this deal's been coming for quite a while.
Yeah.
And we've been working on it. The reality is we've been trading at a 30% plus discount for a considerable period of time. And this is an eloquent solution for shareholders. They get the bulk of the value of the bigger companies. We're unbundling, so you get your share of the business. And then there's a cash payout to compensate you for not being involved in the listed companies. And as we highlighted, it was a 41% premium to the day before we had the cautionary announcement on 1 March.
Pete, you know, PSG has been seen as a huge success story under the JSC, and, you know, just the delisting from the JSC is seen as an end of an era. So just, I mean, what are the ingredients that you would credit PSG's success to?
I mean, thanks a lot for that. It's about a 27-year history. We started in November 95 by my father. I think it was working with smart people over the years. People who thought differently about investment, pushed themselves, weren't scared to take on the big guys and doing things differently at the end of the day. Businesses are built by smart management teams, and we were fortunate enough and lucky enough to have rubbed shoulders at the right stage with the right teams. And we've always had the philosophy, my father actually coined it, he called it ultimate empowerment. This is where you give the management teams the capital and the reins, and they got to go out and build the business plans and deliver the results. And like I say, we've been blessed to have picked the right guys that built some incredible businesses over the years.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're delisting at a time where it seems that the investment holding company model is kind of falling out of favor. So just, we have about 30 seconds, Pete. I mean, what does then the future hold for investment holding companies?
I firmly believe in its current forms, investment holding listed investment holding companies have reached the end of their road. Investors are going to rather invest via vehicles like private equity, which is defined exits associated with it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, Pete. That was the CEO of PSG, Pete Mutoni.